Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown.
I'm really excited to talk to my next guest, Dr. Howard Murad, a name that most of us have known forever as these amazing dermatological skincare products that are in all the department stores. You've seen them forever. I don't really know that much about him. And when doing my research, reading about him, he has such an interesting story, how he was born in Baghdad, put himself through medical school, had so many jobs in between. And honestly, he was the first person that figured out the correlation between beauty and wellness, and his skincare approach always depended on that. He is quite something, and I'm looking forward to understand why he looks so good at 81 years old and what he does, and hear about his company. So here's my conversation with Dr. Howard Murad. So Dr. Murad, I have to tell you, reading your biography, reading everything that, you know, my amazing producer gave me, I wish there was a book. Is there a book of your life story?
No, there really isn't. Maybe there should be, but I've written several books, but not specifically about my life story. A lot of it's on my personal website, drhowardmurad.com.
But we'll start at the beginning, because your name, it has been on my radar for decades. And I don't really know that much about you. And reading about you, you've had some fascinating life. So a lot of the listeners, you know, are new to who you are. So could you start at the beginning? Where were you born?
I was born in Baghdad, Iraq. That was a country that nobody ever heard of until about 20 years ago. And as a child, we were fortunate to be able to migrate out of the country and come to the United States. I came here when I was 7 years old.
Yeah, you were a New Yorker, correct?
Yeah, I grew up in New York. I went to college in New York, and then I went to medical school in California. And sort of, I never went back.
And you went to medical school, but you also went to pharmaceutical school?
Well, it's a story. You know, I tell people, make your mark on the canvas of life and let it direct you. I always kind of was interested in science as a younger person. I wanted to be an engineer, but then somehow or other, I didn't get calculus very well. And my older brother was a pharmacist, and he said, you like science, why don't you go into pharmacy school? And so I did. While I was in pharmacy school, I thought, well, I'd like to go to medical school. Probably won't get in, but I'll apply anyway. And I tell people, make your mark on the canvas of life and let it direct you, because a lot of times you don't know where you're going to go. You let it take you. So it took me to go to medical school. And even there, I always wanted to be a surgeon. Uncle Sam had different plans for me. He sent me to Vietnam to be a battalion surgeon. And I got a lot of care of surgery. And when I came back for my second year of duty, I was attached to the dermatology clinic. And in medical school, that was the most boring class ever. I mean, I fell asleep most of the time. But and now in a different life, it was very interesting to me. And when I finished my military, I got in residency at UCLA in the VA hospital. So that changed my life entirely.
And then your first practice was in Los Angeles?
It was in Los Angeles, a little community by the airport called Westchester. This was a very tiny office. It used to be a psychiatrist's office. When I started, there was no sign on the door. There was a tiny waiting room, a reception area, and an office. And so I started. My first week in practice, I had one patient who just happened to walk by. It was at lunchtime. I happened to be there. I was going around trying to meet people. And it turned out it was a dermatological problem. So I got my first patient without a sign on the door, without a office.
Wow.
But I managed, and it grew from there.
And that was 1972?
Yes. I finished my residency and my training and started my practice in 1972.
But you were one of the early doctors that realized that it's lifestyle and food and what you put in your mouth is an effect of the skin. And that was like in the 80s. Could you talk about that?
Well, I formed a concept called inclusive health. Inclusive means everything is connected. So over time, it was trying to understand that skincare, which now I always say skincare is healthcare if you really understood it, that if you're really taking care of your skin, it means that you're taking care of the rest of your body. Everything is connected. And as a dermatologist, I was recognizing the patients that I was seeing were coming in, and the ones who did have a better lifestyle, who ate well, who exercised and so on, seemed to have better skin. So it was a concept of looking at that. But that led me into trying to understand what was going on. And the other thing that really changed my life is understanding hydration. Now, people think of hydration and drinking 8 glasses of water a day. But if I were to ask anybody, is your skin drier today than it was 10 years ago? I think they would all say, absolutely, it is drier. So it's a fact of life that we go through stages of life from going to full hydration to less and less hydration. And how do we get better hydrated? Well, maintaining the barrier function of your skin is the first line of defense. So making sure you're using sunscreens with antioxidants, anti-inflammatories. And by the way back in 1982, I started putting antioxidants in my products, regardless of what they were treating for. And so the idea of that barrier function, think about it. When you get a sunburn, your skin gets red, but you also feel tired, lethargic. So you begin to feel that what happened is damage penetrated through your skin into the bloodstream and affected your brain, your liver, and every organ in your body. Also, the reverse is true, because when your heart's not healthy, your skin doesn't look so good. So you're more pallid. So that connection was very important. So the other problem was, and this was the drinking 8 glasses of water a day, and maybe that's how much we need. But unfortunately, when you drink that much water, it just goes right through you. So I had the concept of eating your water. Eating water-rich foods is very important. And if you look at diet, basically, water-rich foods are healthy for you. Basically, fruits and vegetables, but even beans. Can absorb up to 70-80% of their weight in water. Fish and chicken without the skin is predominantly water, maybe 40% anyway. So generally, healthy foods are rich in water. The other is the exercise, and people used to say, well, I exercise, but I'm sweating, I'm dry. Yeah, you're sweating, but you're building muscle, and muscle is 70% water. And finally, stress, reducing stress is going to make a big difference in your life, because when you reduce stress.
And how do we do that, Dr. Murad? How do we do that?
My answer to that is magic only happens when you create your own. To go back a little bit with that, way back in 2003, I coined the term cultural stress, the stress of modern living. If you think about it, we tend to have a very sedentary lifestyle, especially now with COVID-19. But it was happening, gradually anyway. Things get delivered to us. You can get food delivered faster than if you went to the grocery store. Your entertainment gets delivered to you, and you're binge watching, you're just sitting. That leads to a sedentary lifestyle, isolation, loneliness, all kinds of bad things. And it's constant and pervasive. So you have to understand you have that's damaging you. And once you understand that, you develop ways to think how I can get improvement with that.
And then why did you want to start your own skincare brand?
Well, it was a journey. I was a pharmacist, as you know, before, and a lot of times I would recommend compounded prescriptions. I'd write the compounded prescription and get it filled. And people, liked my compounding, and they would come in and they would sometimes he just wanted the compound or prescription. They didn't necessarily want to see me. And then I got involved in the alpha hydroxy acid way back in mid 80s, I would say. I started treating patients with the alpha hydroxy acids and had dramatic results. I treated over 10,000 different patients with different levels of alpha hydroxy acids, mostly glycolic. And I saw the results, and I said, at the same time, in my own practice, I had an esthetician and an electrologist. So it was kind of a medi spa before there was a medi spa. I said, what the heck, maybe we should make it available. I opened up my own spa, which is 20 miles away from my practice. But people came to that, and so I started giving them the alpha hydroxy acids and decided, well, let me see what I could sell it to other salons and other places. And so I started my business knowing nothing about business.
So did you start it by yourself? Did you find a lab, a partner? I mean, how did you do that?
I wish I could give you a roadmap, because I didn't have one. I met a person who said, why don't you start it off a spa of your own? And so that's a good idea. And I said, okay, I'll open one. I didn't know how to do it, so I asked him to help me, and he helped me with, finding somebody and a space to rent and things like that. And then I decided, why should I only have it in my spa? I could sell it all over. I really dedicated myself, basically spent virtually maybe 150 to 175 days a year away from my home, going to trade shows and things like that to try to open a business. I have a saying, don't let failure spoil your success, because there were failures. As you know, if you have your business, there are failures. And a lot of people stop. They say, I can't do it anymore. My best way to describe that is I decided, well, besides just selling it to salons, why don't I sell it on an infomercial? Infomercials weren't a big deal at the time, but they were, there were only certain channels. So again, I found somebody who suggested that they could do a good job. And I wanted to break the mold, because at that time, it was just people sitting in a chair and talking to each other. I wanted a story. There were two sisters. One took care of herself. The other one didn't. I created some products, did the infomercial, and I sold zero.
Really?
I had borrowed money to do that, and it just didn't work. But then I still liked the idea. So a couple of years later, what I did is I borrowed some more money. I had to repay my money, but I reinvested my whole again in this one. And this one's huge, and brought Murad. I think the reason people know Murad is more from the infomercials than actually, some of the retail and other places, because it was a real success.
Now, you have how many products? You have over 88 skincare products?
Yeah, it's basically, there are a lot of numbers, and sometimes too much is too much. Probably better to have fewer SKUs than many SKUs. But, every time you come up with an idea, you say, this is great, but the other one's also great. But trying to limit is a good idea, I think. Otherwise, it becomes a little bit confusing. Basically, the general concept behind it, I call rehydration products. These are products for everybody, whether you're young, old, or in between. And they're encouraging better hydration, again, which is the foundation of youth. And I was telling you before how important hydration is. And then there's the products that contain retinol. And then there are products that contain the alpha hydroxy acids and vitamin C.
What do each of those things do? Could you tell everyone what vitamin C does, what alpha hydroxy?
Okay, so the first one is for everybody, the hydration one, because they have antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, and encourages better hydration of your skin. Again, the one thing you can do to really maximize the appearance of your skin is hydrated. When it's fully hydrated, lines and wrinkles and things begin to disappear. Then the second stage is maybe somebody in their, say, 20s to 40s, out in the sun too much, getting freckles, vegetation, fine lines, and that's vitamin C, alpha hydroxy acid. And then beyond that is people who want something more dramatic. And I believe retinol at this point is the ingredient. There are many other ingredients and many other things that go beyond it, but the basic important ingredient is that. Although again, you could use any of those at any age, because retinol is used for acne, it can be used for wrinkles, it can be used for firming, it could be used for, you know, at any age. And so can the alpha hydroxy acid. But generally, that's what the categories are.
And your business is so huge right now. Do you still own it, or?
No, I sold the whole brand to Unilever in 2015.
And are you still involved?
I'm involved in the sense that it's my legacy. I'm involved in you'll see my face and my sayings and things like that, because that's what lives on. I'm there to support the team and do the best that they can and help them in any way I can. My journey so far now has been to make a slightly different life for myself, but still be involved in the brand. I hope I'll be involved till I die, because it is what people know me for, and it is important to me that it is successful. I have no financial interest. And I don't get a percentage of it.
Was it emotionally hard for you to let go?
It was very difficult because it was a family unit. One of my daughters, my son, my nephew, a lot of family members were involved. But I could see the writing on the wall. I could see that there was a point where we were getting to that there was so much competition from all over. And the ability to really maintain and grow was going to be more and more challenging. And I didn't feel that I could bring that forward. I didn't believe that I could make that really happen more.
So what's bringing you joy these days? What are you doing for fun?
Over the years, I started painting. So I still paint. You know, I'm not sure exactly what I do, but the days go by. You know, I live, I spend a little more time with my family and, you know, things like that that I do. And again, I'm still involved a little bit with the company because, you know, I help them with their promotions. I'm available. If they ask me any questions about what's my opinion on X, Y, and Z. I don't tell them what to do. I give them my opinion. It's up to them to take it or not. And sometimes they take it, sometimes they don't.
Since this podcast is called Beyond the Beauty, if you could just answer what beauty means to you, like what's your definition of beauty?
Beauty is health and wellness. Very hard to be beautiful if you don't have wellness and health in your life. You know, people ask me, what's the one thing I could do for my skin that would really make a difference? And my answer is always smile. Because when you smile, your skin is lifted up and you look more attractive, more becoming. When you smile than when you're angry. You know, there's so many other ways that I can look at you and see, because everybody is unique in their own way. One thing I tell my patients to do, and I know it's a podcast, but everybody has paper and pencil or paper and ink. And I ask them to, without thinking, in only 10 seconds, do a scribble scrabble. You know how you just sometimes you write on the paper and you kind of scribble around? 10 seconds, don't think about what you're doing. And if you give it to 100 people, everyone's going to have a different scribble scrabble because everybody, you know, they're not going to do the same. And that to me proves everybody is a unique individual. Allow the unique you to blossom, because there's nobody else exactly like you, nobody else who has exactly your talents, and nobody else who can do what you do. So allow the unique you to blossom. And where you put the scribble scrabble in the space that you spent it, to me, is where you think your potential is. But the white space is your true potential. So the idea is all of us think we're so good we can do X, Y, and Z, and we're kind of limited. But if you look at my journey, I never knew where it was going to end up. And every step of the way was a little bit different, but I allowed this to happen. And don't let failure spoil your success, and expose your accomplishments to your harshest critic without fear of rejection. And who is your harshest critic? You. So those kinds of things, that's kind of all kinds of philosophy ideas that I like to share with people.
That's wonderful. Well, now I have a speed round. So I've got 5 or 6 questions, and let's see how we do. What's your daily skincare routine?
It's different every day, but it's always a cleanser, treatment, and sunscreen and moisturizers at night.
What's your supplement health routine like these days? Because you have very beautiful skin.
Well, I do take a lot of supplements. The basic ingredients, I take the basic one a day vitamin with vitamin D and things like that in it. I do believe in glucosamine. You know, one of the things that happens to us is over time, our collagen bundle begins to decrease. We see that in more wrinkles and joint pains and things like that. And collagen is built by glucosamine, amino acids, the vitamins, trace minerals. So I take a glucosamine supplement that has that combination and a basic one a day.
And how about your exercise? Do you have an exercise routine?
I have a trainer 4 days a week. And when he's with me, I usually do well. When I'm alone, I don't do so well. You know, I do the same thing with him. I could do it myself. He does the same thing. But when he's not there, I don't do it. I hate to say that and admit it, but that's the truth.
Yeah. Truth is good. What about a favorite cocktail? Do you have one?
It's not that I don't drink. I've never had a problem with alcohol at all. There were times when I would drink, 2 or 3 scotches in the evening. But right now, I might have a glass of champagne or something to celebrate. My favorite drink is a green drink that my wife makes that is a lot of vegetables and mostly greens. And there's a mix them all up and crush them up. And we drink them every day. So I get my vegetables and salad and whatever all at one time as a drink. So I make sure I get that.
And how about, for the final question, what is the one thing you can't live without?
My wife.
Aw. Best answer. Aw. How many years you married, Dr. Murad?
Well, we've been together 20 years and been married.
Aw, that's so nice. Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed talking to you and just really like absorbing your wisdom. You are a very special man, and I hope more people of the different generations learn about not just your products, but you. And I want that book, your life story, your advice.
All right, I'll have to do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This has been a real pleasure to meet you and to talk to you.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.